This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks. 97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fay. How are you?
Well, it's a beautiful day.
You know, these nice fall cool days, they're all nice and beautiful. Now, there was a couple of days this morning or this past week that were like downright cold. And that reminds me of winter. But these nice transitional days in the fall where it's a little bit warm in the afternoon, but not too hot, nice and cool in the morning, it's just about perfect.
It is, but how long is it going to stay this way?
About 3 weeks, and then we're going to get cold.
Okay, well, let's enjoy it while we can.
I know, right? It's like the perfect time to make maybe like a pumpkin pie or an apple pie or something like that.
You were into food already.
It just doesn't end for me.
It does not end. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah. I tend to associate some kind of food with just about any kind of weather condition. So I'm not sure if that's a problem or a gift.
And you and all the little children are waiting for Halloween for all the candy.
Yeah, we're less than 2 weeks away. All the Halloween stuff is up. And I'm sure you saw this. I've been to some stores recently, and I think it was last Sunday I went to some store, and I already saw the full display of Christmas items.
Let me tell you something. Walmart already has their Christmas stuff out. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Now, I'll tell you something even funnier. The people who do my lights every year, they've always done them the week after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
This year, they demanded that they do them this week.
Really?
Yes, they said, our schedule is so busy, we need to move it up a month.
Oh,
I go, what is going on? Yes.
Did you go for it? Did you say yes?
Yeah, because if you get out of line, you don't get it.
Wow.
I mean, you won't get your house done.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I've never known them to come this early. Now, let me tell you something even funnier. Now, I've been doing business with these people 4 or 5 years, and I got this email, and I know it wasn't from the owner because he knows me real well, and it said, we request that you pay the bill now. This was 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And I said, there in any way in the world I would do that. I'm not paying it 3 weeks before it even happens.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I just ignored it. I said, that ain't going to happen. Not in my lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah, but can you imagine? They were telling all these suckers, and that's what I consider them to be. You know, you've got to pay a month before we're even coming to your house.
That's ridiculous. Why is that?
I don't know what the deal was, but it somebody in their office is off their rocker.
Wow. I wonder if they sent out something by mistake.
I just can't imagine, because they've never, in all the years I've been doing business, they always know I'll write a check the day they get there, and not before.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just ignored it. I go, that isn't going to happen.
Maybe that means that more people are in the holiday spirit already, since they're so backed up.
Well, they're backed up, and it could be. A lot of people last year waited too late, and now this year they've come in and said, we want to get in on that personal deal, and so it pushed it way up to October.
Wow.
But I just can't imagine. There's no telling what a lighting company like that makes, because remember, these are firemen that own their own little lighting company. Yeah.
I don't even know what to think. I mean, I know that I'm shocked enough that stores are stocking Christmas this early. I think this whole lighting thing, like at the house, that being that far backed up, I don't even know what to say about that. That's at a level that I can't really understand.
And it's not cheap.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not cheap. It's like $1,700 to get your house done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. It's $1,700 every year.
Wow. I didn't know it was that.
Oh, you try to get somebody to do it. And these guys, they charge a lot of money to do this.
Wow.
It's not some little $200 deal.
How long does it take to do, like, your house? Like, is it a couple hours or all day or a couple days?
Oh, no. It's probably 3 hours.
So 3 hours. Say they can probably do three in a day. That'd be nine. And let's say they do it for 3 months out. Let's see, October, November, December. So they probably would do 2 months worth. That'd be 60 days. Nine times 60 is 540. And what'd you say,
$1,700?
$1,700. They're making, if my quick math is anywhere near right, they're making over $900,000 in 2 months.
Wow, I never had added it up. Almost $1 million.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business.
I know.
You make $1 million in 2 months.
Wow.
It's
$1,700 for 3 hours worth of work. That's crazy.
Yes. It is crazy.
Wow. Now, that's figuring at three houses a day. Now, they may do more.
I know they do three houses a day.
Yeah.
I just don't know how many days a week they do those three.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It may not be quite that much, but...
But it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Clearly, we're in the wrong business, and clearly, you need to talk to these fellas and have them come see you and make that money grow.
That's right, absolutely. And they talked to me about it last year. The owner did.
Did they really?
About investing with me all this money he's been making, but I didn't know how much he making.
You know, when we're done with this conversation, you're going to start running some numbers. You're going to get out that calculator, and you're going to say, oh, my God, this cannot be.
I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. I had no idea. But I knew that, you know, they'd been really busy last year, but I had no idea this year they had so many they'd have to move it up 30 days.
That's insane. I know that they're going to make hay while the sun is shining, and this is their prime season. I get everybody has a season, but wow, I did not know that you could make, you know, several hundred thousand dollars just by hanging people's Christmas lights. That's a new eye-opener for me.
That's it. And, of course, you know, these guys being farming, they're used to climbing and doing it on ladders. And so it just works out perfect for them.
Yeah, it does. Wow.
And when the man started out with me, his father helped him every year. Then his father got tired and said, no, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to help you anymore.
Wow.
So now it's just the guys at the fire station that do this.
Wow. That is crazy. That's a part-time job right there that'll make you rich.
They don't even need to be farming now.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I believe they could retire in 2 years, couldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Yeah. Well, we sure got a lesson this morning. We learned some things, didn't we?
We sure did. Now, that's one way to grow your money, or you can invest it. And that's what this is all about. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. That reminds me today, we're going to have to start giving the phone number out more. A gentleman called this week, and he said, Faye Bagby, it is hard to get your phone number. I said, what happened? He said, I was out hunting, and I heard you on the radio, and I thought, I want to get her phone number. I want to call her. And he said, y'all talked and you talked and you didn't give out the phone number. Finally, he leaves the pickup door open. He's hunting with his dogs and listening to me. And then he finally heard me give him the phone number. And he had to run back to the pickup and write it down. Oh, my gosh. So I want to be sure we give it out four times during the show. Because if somebody's having that much trouble, I do not want to cause them a problem.
No. You want to make it as easy as possible.
I want to make it easy as possible.
I was honest, though. I had no idea that people were listening while they were in the field. That's pretty cool.
It was. I mean, he's out hunting with his dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And left the pickup door open. It's funny. I could just see all this happening. And he waited and waited. He said, y'all just kept talking, but you weren't giving out the phone number. So I said, oh, my gosh. I remember now that we only did it twice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what happened.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to do that because it's all about growing your money, and that's really interesting to a lot of people, especially this time of year. You know, people tend to spend a little bit extra during the holiday season. Sometimes this is the time of year as we get towards the end of the year that people start to take stock in their financial situation, take stock in work. It's like, well, you know, maybe should I keep going? Should I not keep going? You know, can I retire? I love having all this extra time off during the holidays. I know a lot of people take a lot of extra vacation during the holidays. They're like, I really want to do this all the time. How close am I to retiring? So if somebody's in that position, what should they be asking themselves? What should they be doing to find out if they're even kind of close to being ready?
Well, they've got to say, okay, how long am I going to live? That's the most important part of the whole scenario. Mm-hmm. Am I going to live 25 years or am I going to live 30 years?
Yeah.
And I was just looking at some things up this week on the government's website. And if you're 50 years old, they figure you're going to live 30 years.
Hmm.
If you're like 60, it's like 25 years. So, you know, this is the way it is. You're going to live 30 or 25 years. Do you have enough to live that long comfortably?
Do people find that to be intimidating to realize, oh, my goodness, I've been working almost that long. I need to have that amount of money saved up and ready to go. Is that intimidating, or can people handle
it? Well, I think it's on their mind more because I had a lot of people come in this week. I had a lot of people put their money with us, first-time people, and what they said was, we need to be diversified. Mm-hmm. Every one of them said that. And the other one just said, you know, I've just retired from one of the large companies here in town. I want to put this much money with you. And it was a large amount. So people are afraid of the stock market, of having all their money over there, because they know what can happen. They've lived through 3 downturns.
Yeah.
So everybody was saying, we want to be diversified. And then they moved to IRAs, 401ks. And then they all had what we consider custodial money. That's husband and wife money. And so they put a lot of that with us because they weren't making anything over at the bank. And a lot of these people had savings accounts over there that, you know, 40 cents. You know, they were just not making anything. And they go, why have we left it there so long? Because they ignored it. That's what happens. They ignore what's really going on.
So do you find that when people come to talk to you for the first time, do you find that they've got kind of funds and assets kind of scattered everywhere and they're not really consolidated? And that kind of makes it a little bit, it makes it harder to kind of keep track of somebody's actual worth and what they're ready to retire with. Are things kind of scattered or more organized?
I think they're scattered. Most people, when they come to me, they show me all these different accounts they've got. And they go, it's getting hard to keep up with all these. And I said, what are you invested in? And sometimes they don't know what all they're invested in. They know it's mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
It's always mutual funds. But they don't know, you know, which kind of mutual funds, what's in the mutual funds, and all this. So when they come to me, they want to get things straightened out. And so that's why they come. They say, look, we need to get diversified. We want it right here in one pile. You know, we don't want 50 accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm exaggerating that. But they do have a lot of accounts. If it's in mutual funds, there's lots and lots of them. So that's why they're coming to me. They want to make some changes.
Well, I would imagine that's probably once people kind of get a grasp on where they actually stand, then they can start to, you know, kind of make some decisions. You know, like when you go to the doctor, you don't just walk in and he just automatically writes you a prescription. He kind of investigates. He looks at, you know, different things, maybe does different tests, kind of get a full picture of what's going on with everything. And then once you know where you stand, then he can say, okay, well, this is going to be the best treatment for this. Would it be similar to say that the same approach financially is a reasonable, responsible way to look at finances?
I think so. You know, you have to take everything apart and put it back together. You've got to say, okay, is this working for me? Is that account working? How much have I made? And that's always the shocking thing. Now, one gentleman, it had it in the same investments for 27 years. Took 27 years. But on his, the company actually matched it. And, you know, a lot of companies anymore won't match your money. Whatever you have in your 401k, that's your responsibility. A few of them still match, but they don't want to match your money because it costs them a lot of money. And then they're trying to get rid of all the guys 59 and over right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're doing early retirements because they don't want to pay all that huge amount in retirement to the older guys. And so that's why the people are saying, "Faye, I've got this lump sum of money. Here's what I want to do."
Mm-hmm. So when people are looking at this, do they find that I had a 401k at this one job. I haven't been there in 15 years. Then I went to another job and got another 401k. And I started this investment like 20 years ago, kind of like the man you were just talking about, you know, who had the investments for 25 years. Then they maybe went with another company and had some other assets and some other investments and things like that. Maybe they have a business. Maybe they work for somebody or, you know, maybe they've got a rental property someplace. I would imagine that would be difficult to keep to kind of wrap your head around. Do you recommend that people go ahead and really start to consolidate before they come talk to you, or is that something you can help them figure out later?
No, we do that after they come over because by themselves, like one gentleman this week, he said, "Faye, I can't liquidate all this without help." He said, "I just can't do it. It's too hard." So we helped him liquidate all of his accounts before we make the transfer.
Mm.
So that way, when the transfer paper gets there, it's all cash. So then it is easy. But, a lot of people don't realize it. They can cash this out just going online, and it says, "Do you want to buy or sell?" And where it says sell, you can actually push the button, and it says, "Which things do you want to sell, which mutual funds?" But it's hard for a lot of these people. They don't know how to do it. You know, the company has been in charge of their 401k all these years, so a lot of this individually they do not know how to do.
And that might be part of the intimidating part about finances, because we talk about all the time how people tend to procrastinate when it comes to planning for retirement, and that might be one of the reasons why, because they think, "Oh, wow, I know I've got a mess on my hands, and to kind of work it out, that's the first step, and that's just, it's too exhausting, and it's boring, I don't want to do it, it's complicated, makes my head hurt," but they don't have to do that. You can take care of all that, walk them through it, get it all done. So that should not be on the list of reasons why people procrastinate, right?
No. In fact, we make it easy for them. Once they come over to us, we can do the liquidations. We can do the transfers for them. So that makes it a lot easier. You know, we're going to be in charge of it then. Once we're in charge of it, we'll get it done. We'll get the money moved over to us, to Nevada Trust, and then from there on, it's smooth sailing.
Okay. And I know there's people that are listening right now that are thinking the same thing. They're thinking, "Wow, I've got all these things." How common is it for people to come see you and they may remember a few accounts here or a few investments, maybe give you a little information, but then once you start digging into it, how often do you find that they have assets and investments and accounts set up that they have long forgot about, and all of a sudden they've got more money and assets than they actually thought they did? Does that happen often?
Well, not often, but every once in a while there'll be somebody, and I'll say, "Okay, what are your assets?" We're going over them, they'll say, "Oh, yeah, and I have a 401k from another company." Well, and they haven't looked at it in years, and so we look at it, and now it's worth $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That, yeah, I have that happen every once in a while. And then some people say, well, you know, a year ago I left this other company, but I didn't transfer it. Mm. So then we transfer it over to us, and a new company, they do not like to take your old 401Ks. They will not hardly do that. You can start a new one with them, but they do not want you to bring your baggage to them. Yeah. They don't want that. They want to start a new one. And then some of them anymore are saying, look, we're not going to offer a 401K. I've found two companies lately that told them, we're not offering a 401K. They bought the company that these guys worked for, and they said, we will no longer offer it, and you need to move the money. So they moved the money to us.
Okay, so and you took care of that, and it was smooth, and they didn't have to worry about anything.
No, it was a smooth transaction.
So what about somebody who has their own business? Because it's one thing to work for companies, or maybe you've had, you know, employers before, you got 401Ks with them, but now they've gone and they've learned the industry, they've started their own business, but they still have those old 401Ks out there. Does that dynamic change anything, or is it still the same approach?
It's the same approach. You know, whether they have an old one or it's a, you know, fairly recent 401K, transferring is at all the same. It works the same way.
Okay. So then once everything is consolidated and they come see you and they say, Faye, I want to grow this money. And you look at everything and you're like, okay, great. You're accredited. Let's move forward. They're interested in a life settlement type of investment. What happens next? What's the process like from that point once everything's kind of cleaned up?
Yes. Once it's cleaned up, it's moved to us. Then we have to decide how we're going to invest it. How many policies? How much we're going to put in a policy? Is it $50,000? Is it $100,000? And do we have a wife's 401K rollover also? This week I've done his and her rollovers. Usually it's just the husband. But this week we've done some married people that both of them had a 401K rollover. Both of them had an IRA. So you never know. So I like to do it separately. I don't want them all in the same investment if I can help it.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Is it an advantage?
Well, you have more different scenarios. I might have a husband and wife in one, but the rest of it, I would want them in different policies where we're going to have different time frames, where it's going to come due at a different time.
Okay, so it kind of keeps more accounts kind of rolling and, you know, coming due and then maturing, and then money goes in then and reinvesting. It's almost like that leapfrog effect where there's always money that's rolling over and turning and making money and things like that. There's always something happening.
That's right. And that way you've got something coming due. You've got maturities all the time.
Mm. Okay. All right,
and that's the name of the game is, you know, getting that money matured and reinvesting.
So explain, if you will, how the whole life settlement concept works, because I know people are thinking to themselves, okay, we're kind of getting through this, you know, we're kind of chipping away at the layers of the reasons that, you know, people put things off. So we're chipping away at the intimidation factor, the fact that they don't know where everything is, kind of consolidate everything, you can take care of that, check, that's off the list. And then you come in and then you kind of roll things in and get the ball rolling, that's off the list, check. And so now the next thing is, okay, so what is a life settlement?
Okay, this is someone who has a life insurance policy who has, like with us, it's stage 4 cancer is what we buy. So we're going to be bidding on policies of people that are very sick that need to sell their policies. So when they sell that policy to us, then our investors invest in that life insurance policy, and they make the difference between what we paid for the policy and the face amount. That's where your profit is. So if we bought it for $700,000, there's $300,000 profit in $1 million. Mm. It might not be that much. It might only be $200,000. But whatever it is, that's why they make a profit. And we pay 1% a month. Sometimes it's more than that. Maybe a couple points more, 3 points more. But you can figure it's usually 1% a month. If it's a 24-month policy, they're going to make 24%. If it's 12-month, they'll make 12%. It doesn't matter if the policies come in early, you're still going to make the same amount. If it's on time, it's the same amount. And if it's late, it's the same amount. It's contractually, whatever the contract calls for, that's how much you get.
Okay, so the nothing affects the value of it. It's not going to go up. It's not going to go down. It is what it is. You know that going in.
That's exactly right. So if a person goes in and they say, look, I want short term. Well, to me, short term is 18 months or less. And long term is 27 to 30 months because we don't really have really long term. We're not going to do that. And I love the 30-month ones because they usually come in early. People think I'm crazy, but I've looked at the figures, and a lot of the 30 months are really not 30. You know, they come in earlier. And sometimes a 12-month may go 18 or 24. And then it may just come in early. You know, this 4 months ago, we had all those coming in early, if you remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember
there was a lot of them.
It seemed like there was something in the water where all of a sudden they were coming in early, and it's like, oh, my goodness, here's another one.
That's right. We had several coming early. And right now we just had one come due that's a year over. So the doctors are not exact scientists. I wish they were, but they're not. So their opinion is, you know, this person is going to live this long. And sometimes they're wrong, and they die a lot quicker. They're sicker than what they think. And then sometimes they hold on maybe another year. But your investment is the same. You're still going to get paid the same amount of money. It's not like a mutual fund or a stock. It cannot go up and it can't go down. And when it matures, the life insurance company will pay the exact amount of the face. The face amount of the policy is what the insurance company is going to pay off on.
So you essentially invest and then just wait for the policy to mature. There's no questioning of how much. It's just a matter of waiting.
That's right. It's just a waiting game. And if you've got a lot of policies, you know, there's something coming due, you know, like every year or every 8 months or every 6 months, you know. So that's the way it works. And all evens out in the end.
Now, you had you'd said a couple minutes ago that you invest in life insurance policies of people who are diagnosed with stage four cancer. I know at one point within the last couple of weeks, we had talked about you were thinking about looking into a policy of either a person or a couple of people with a heart condition. Because it looked like it could be one of those policies that ends up being very profitable. How has that turned out? Has anything happened?
No, nothing has happened. We have not done that, and we may not do it. You know, it was a chance, and they offered it to us, you know, really, really economical. It would have been economical. But I don't know that we will do it. We just don't know.
Okay. All right. And you're so confident in these stage four cancer policies because we know the numbers and the statistics for people diagnosed with stage four cancer. You know that these are going to mature, right?
That's right. We know they're going to pass away. We may not know the exact date, but we know, you know, that there's not much hope for them.
So when people go in and they think about this and they say, oh, God, wow, this really looks really great. This looks like a win-win situation. But I see these people on TV all the time and they have these commercials. And, you know, these elderly people, they're out, they're walking in the sunshine and they're traveling in their RV and they're selling their life policy. Those are not the policies you're buying, right?
No, we're not buying a policy from some healthy, healthy senior. And we're not doing seniors anyway. You know, our cutoff is 74. We turned one down this week that was probably pretty good, but they were 75. And our end date is 74. You know, we started like 30 years old. You know, we've bought some policies from people that were 34. We've had several women die 45 and 49 recently. But we're not going to do seniors. You know, we got burned on that. So we stay as far away from the seniors as we can. We're not doing an 80. We're not doing a 90-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of difference? And I'm kind of throwing this out there. I'm sure we've never actually talked about this before. But do you find in general that there's a difference in maturity rates and how long it takes for the policy to mature in somebody who is, say, 34 versus somebody who may be like 65?
No, it depends on how bad the cancer is. It's all in the heck it amounts to. In other words, a young person or someone older, it doesn't matter. It's what stage of the cancer it is. If the stage four may be running really fast, some cancers do. You know, they just keep going. You can't stop them. Then some cancers slow down. Mm-hmm. And so it just depends how the cancer is acting. If it's recreating, if it's metastasizing in different places.
Okay. I just want to be clear that I understand this right. So if somebody comes in and you've got a policy of somebody with stage 4 cancer who is, say, 38 years old, people should not look at that as though, oh, geez, they're young, they're healthy, their immune system is strong, and they have a good chance to fight. It has nothing to do with the age whatsoever. It's all about the cancer itself.
That's exactly right. It's how bad the cancer is and how much it's eating away at them.
Mm-hmm. And so when you look... go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking about this lady that had ovarian cancer. You know, Gilda Radner had ovarian cancer. I've never seen a lady yet that has made it through ovarian cancer. But ovarian cancer acts different on every person. The lady that just passed away that we're fixing to pay out on, she died at 48. And to me, that was awfully young, you know, to pass away at 48. But they called it. You know, they said, you know, she's got stage 4. You know, she will not make it. And, of course, they were doing everything they could. But ovarian cancer is one of those rare cancers that it really doesn't matter what all you do, I don't think. I don't believe you're going to live through it. And she didn't. And naturally, she still had children. I mean, cancer, it doesn't matter, like you say, whether you're old or young. It depends on how aggressive the cancer is.
And, you know, there's one thing that that I think is fascinating. When you're analyzing these policies, because, you know, like you said, you turn one down this past week, you turn down policies all the time, just because they come available does not mean that you're going to automatically bid on them. You're going through them yourself, making sure they are a good policy, making sure that they are going to be profitable. And one of the neat things that I think you do is you not only look at the type of cancer, but you look at their you know, their treatment, the medication, what they haven't done, things they have done, what kind of lifestyle they're looking at. They're living. So explain those other things that you're looking at besides just the type of cancer itself.
Well, we're looking if they're on oxycodone. I mean, you know, that's it. And if it says they're on a big dose of that, I know they're in terrible pain. We're looking to see if they're in pain. I look to see what their BMI is. If it's down to 27, I saw a man the other day that we bought his policy. He weighs 119 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
That man will not survive.
No.
You know, now, if they still weigh 250 pounds, you know, they're in pretty good shape as far as weight. But when you've lost 30 or 40 pounds, we check that immediately. If you've lost a lot of weight, we know it's really bad. When you start losing all that weight, you know, you're not here for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it says... You know, they've dismissed all treatment, and they've, you know, want to be sent home. I know that it's in the final stages.
Yeah, yeah.
And we bought a policy this last month. The guy was in the hospital again when we bought the policy, and everybody says he's, you know, in very bad shape. So I think that one is going to go short. I do not think it'll be a long one.
Okay. And when these policies come available, it's because people who are diagnosed, they understand what they're up against. They understand the cost. They understand the, you know, the situation when it comes to stage 4 cancer. They understand that, you know, this is in most cases a fatal diagnosis.
It is a fatal disease. And the other thing is it takes every dime they have. And the statistics say there's more people go bankrupt if they have cancer than any other disease.
Mm.
Because they run out of money. You just flat. It takes everything you've got. I have one gentleman here in town that his pills are $27,000 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
Just the pills trying to keep him alive.
Wow.
Now, I mean, it takes, that's why I say it takes everything you've got unless you're wealthy. And that's why the one thing they've got going is they have a life insurance policy they can sell and get to the money.
And so that's really the quickest way to come up with a lump sum is to sell the life insurance policy. That's how the whole process really came to be, is that they had to sell it for the money to fight cancer.
That's exactly right. So people that are really sick go and they tell their children, instead of me leaving you this policy, I need to sell the policy and get some cash. Now, lots of times people are, you know, how they are, they, oh, no, don't sell your life insurance policy. That means we get the whole thing. That is so cruel to their parent who has got cancer, and they're trying to keep the policy for themselves.
Yeah.
And saying, oh, no, don't sell it. We had a lady in New York City that wanted to sell her policy to us last year, and her attorney was trying to keep her from it. He wasn't paying her bills.
Wow.
This little lady didn't have a lot of money, and yet he was saying, oh, don't sell your policy. And I thought it was very cruel to do somebody that way.
Wow. I don't know what to do in that type of a situation. Now, there are people that have family members, and they are considering them when they decide to sell their policy, but a select group will sell it to go ahead and settle with the family, though, right? And not fight
That's
cancer.
Right. Most people, their family members are great, and they say, yes, we know you need the money. Sell it. Don't worry about us. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people, if they're wealthy and they have a policy, they might want to settle the estate because they're so sick, they do not want them fighting on it after they die. And they say, I just need to clean up my estate and do it now. And I have a lot of people do that.
So they're not using they're not selling the policy to go ahead and fight the cancer. They just don't know. They know that when there's a lot of money involved, in somebody's life insurance, and they know that people are going to try to fight it. They know that people are going to come out of the woodwork. They know that people are going to contest it, the will. They're going to say, oh, we deserved more. We should have had this. We should have had that. Things get held up in court. People end up fighting, and it tears families apart. And so to avoid that, they just decide, I'm going to go ahead and sell it right now. And so that's another reason that you get them.
That's right. And then we had the gentleman with Credit Suisse Bank 4 years ago. I always remember him so much. He had two children. He had a trust for them. And he said, I know I've got 12 months to live. I'm going to go to Europe one last time because they were from Europe. And I'll be back, before I pass away. He had $4 million policy. He went ahead and gave it to him. And then he passed away really just about 12 months later.
Oh, wow.
And it was all taken care of. Everything was settled.
Wow. So there was no fighting. Everybody was peaceful and calm. I guess people think about that and they say, wow, why would you do that? But, I guess it makes perfect sense. People want to make sure they value that family unit and they want to keep it together. So interesting. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
Now, every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia, and you always bring interesting things to talk about. So what's the topic this morning?
The Texas Renaissance Festival.
Ooh.
I know you haven't been there.
I have not been there, but boy, I've heard of it, and I have heard wonderful things about the Renaissance Fest.
Oh, my gosh, it's fabulous. It's a 16th century village. Everything is authentic. It's been there 45 years.
Wow.
It's just gotten better and better. It's on 55 acres, and it's at Todd Mission down by Houston. There's over 250 performers at this thing.
Woo!
250. They have 25 stages.
Wow!
This runs till November the 21st. It's every weekend. Last year they had 655,000 people go through it.
Holy smokes!
Yes. 21 days of operation. 655,000 attended last year.
It's more than a half a million.
So I don't know. Half a million people. Now then, they had most weddings performed in one day. They had 7 last year. They consumed 98,000 turkey legs.
Really?
Yes. They also set a record for the most stock whip cracks. They do all these, the whips. They do everything is authentic, 16th century. They have a stack line, 231 on a stack line.
Really?
Yes. There's an average walking last year. One guest walked 25,000 steps.
Oh, my God.
I want you to know that.
Wow.
25,000 steps.
Woo.
There will be 1.5 million fireworks set off during the festival.
Oh, my goodness.
That's each evening, over 1 million fireworks will be set off.
Woo!
And, you know, it's renowned live entertainment. They've got all these master craftsmen, everything from the 16th century, and all the characters. They've got 100 characters, all their dress, all these people, 16th century costumes. It's an amazing thing. They make candles. They make everything in the world. These artisans are just master craftsmen, okay? They do every kind of craft. They even make coins. Everything in the world that you've never even heard of. Blacksmithing. Everything. They had human-powered rides. The rides are all made out of wood. They're authentic. There's not anything, all these fancy rides. This is all made out of wood.
Wow. So it's almost, except for the tourists, it's like stepping back in time.
It is. Everything is 16th century. They have the jousting matches. The horses are dressed. The costumed men, their swords, everything. These are real swords. I mean, this is really authentic.
Wow. I'd love to see some of those jousting competitions. That always looks fascinating to me. I've never seen it in person.
They forge armor. There's glass blowing. Every kind of medieval trade in the world. The weapons for the jousting are all authentic. Do you believe that?
Wow, that's cool.
And then they've got the Birds of Prey show. They've got hawks and owls and vultures and eagles.
Wow.
I mean, this is real for the 16th century. They have a fire whip show.
Really?
They've got the School of Swords. I mean, this is so much fun. I mean, it takes you back to a place we've never been.
You know, I've always heard about it, and people have talked about how wonderful and how fun it is. I had no idea there was all of this involved. I mean, to fit 25 stages, I mean, that's impressive. That is huge.
It is very, very impressive. 25 stages. And they've got all these dance groups. They're out in the streets dancing all the time in their costumes. The costumes, everybody says, are wonderful. And they do Roman, they do Bavarian, the Highlands, the Celtic. They do all the different themes. It's just amazing. So I would highly recommend that you go to this. Everybody should go. The Birds of Prey would be a really good thing to see, all the hawks and the vultures, the eagles, all the games.
Yeah.
I think it's just a wonderful deal. And as I said, it goes 21 days.
Wow.
Every weekend. And it's just something that it was, founded back in 1974. Can you imagine 45 years?
My goodness. It sounds like just the music and the food and all of it just keeps getting better every year. To go that long, it's got to be growing each year, I would think.
Yes, and 500 costume performers on those stages.
Wow.
500.
That's
Golly.
That is huge.
And they have 350 shops out there.
Really?
350 authentic shops. Now then, you'll need some cash as well as credit cards. A lot of them don't take anything but cash.
Yeah,
so I suggest you got to go to the bank before you go. No, they did not have credit cards back then. And this place is authentic, I mean, it's just, you got to go think back long before you and I were here.
Yeah.
And think about what it was really like. And all these authentic craftsmen that are building all these things.
Wow.
It's just a wonderful time.
It took a skill to just live back then and survive, with harsh conditions and everything that I had to do by hand. We take almost probably all of that for granted now because we have machines and automatic things and stuff that does all these things for us, or we go to the store and just buy it. We don't have to make it. I guess it would probably put a whole new perspective on how we got to the lifestyle we have now.
It really would. It would take you back to a simple time when these people sat there and handcrafted everything they had in life, including their costumes.
Wow.
Whatever they had, they either had to make it. If it was straw, they might have started out with just living on straw. And from there, they advanced. Look at all the toys they made. Look at all the rides they made for this. And everything is authentic.
Wow. That's amazing. That's got to be something. And it's at a great time of year because the temperatures are a little bit cooler now. And I would imagine the weather for this thing is just about perfect.
It is, because this time of year, it's fall weather. You're not going to get too hot going down there. But you can take a leisurely stroll, you know, all day long and enjoy the heck out of this thing. You could even stay the whole weekend.
Wow.
But, you know, 25,000 steps for one person, that's a lot.
That is a lot. And I'm sure probably they were exhausted, but I would imagine the whole time they're taking in all kinds of the culture and having so much fun, you don't even realize it.
And a lot of this food is going to be, you know, prepared like they would have a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 98,000 turkey legs?
Wow.
I didn't even know they made that many.
I know. I could do the math, but I'm not going to. That's a lot of turkeys.
That is a lot of turkey. You know, that's 50,000 turkeys.
I can imagine, you know, because you go to, like, these types of things. We've been up to Colonial Williamsburg before, and they kind of do something similar. It's like the colonial times and the village, and it's like it was back then. I would imagine this is something similar. And you go into these things, and, you know, they have all these big fires. They're real wood-burning fires where they use to cook and to you know, make different, you know, tools and things that they need. And just the smell of just that alone, the smell of the lifestyle itself is really something special. You know, you don't always get to smell those types of smells these days, you know, with all our machines and buildings and stuff like that.
That's right. And it's just like, you know, they do a Christmas theme. They do all these other themes, you know, the Roman and all the Bavarian and all this. They do a Halloween theme. So all the costumes are just magnificent.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. The Renaissance Festival, it goes through when?
November 25th.
Excellent. Well, that's definitely going on the list of things to do. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, what do you think is the biggest asset, the biggest draw, the biggest benefit, the biggest thing that people like about doing the life settlement as opposed to, you know, other types of investments like Wall Street?
Well, they like the maturity. They like it matures. They know they're going to get paid. Everybody is looking for that maturity. It's how much can I make and keep my money safe and have it for retirement. Mm-hmm. Everybody's thinking about retirement. I've got people talking about it that can't even retire yet. You know, they want to talk about it anyway. Everybody would like to retire early. I don't care who you are. And I've got a lot of people that are this year. 59, 60 years older, they got that early retirement check, and they're going to do it. And they're going to move out of Midland. Midland people need to come up with some palm trees, or they need to come up with something for this desert. People are not staying here, let me tell you. They're moving to, I have a lot of people moving to Granbury in the hill country, East Texas, the lakes. They all want water. They want golf courses. And they just, you know, don't want to live on the desert anymore. And they want good water that they can actually turn on the tap and drink it.
Yeah, it's the modern luxuries.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Yeah, a luxury, real luxury. And they want water when they want to have a sprinkler system that they say, yes, you can water your lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
And so retirees are thinking about all of that. Now then, I was told this week for the first time that the traffic's getting bad in Granbury, of all places.
Really?
Yes, and I don't know how that's possible. Granbury's a very small town, as you know, but a lot of people are moving there. And I think on weekends, a lot of people are coming out to Granbury, getting away from Fort Worth and Dallas.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of things to do out there. So it may be, the traffic may be temporarily on weekends. I hope that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And you know that that's going to grow from there if that's the case. You know, people catch on to those hot spots and they keep gravitating towards them.
That's right. And we don't want to get too many people in any of these small towns because that's what ruins the flavor.
Yeah,
it just ruins the whole darn thing.
Yeah.
But when people come to us, you know, they have to be accredited. That means they have to either make $200,000 a year, or they must be worth $1 million without their home. Mm-hmm. So when they come to us, they say, "Okay, well, I'm not sure what I'm worth," and so I have them add it up. If you don't know, go home and add it up. If you can do it there, that's fine. A lot of people came this week. They know exactly what they were. They brought their financial statements. And sometimes they don't. They have to sit there and work it out. But these people were ready. They knew what they were worth. They knew what they wanted to do. And then 2 weeks ago, I had a doctor call me from Houston. And her parents live here, and her parents are clients of mine. And she said she's just been procrastinating and procrastinating. And her friends want to do it, so they pushed her finally to call me. So people do procrastinate. I had a man in this week. He said, "I've been listening to you for 9 years.
Wow.
But he wasn't ready to retire, and he couldn't take his money out of his 401K. So he retired 2 months ago, and he came in this week and signed up with us. After all these years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes. And you know, sometimes people come down the hall. I've got one client walks down the hall reciting our phone number.
Which is?
Yes, which is 877-588-3330. He's been a client a long time. And you know, I have a client in this week. He's a retired professor here. And he said, "Faye, I've been with you 9 years." I did not know that. You know, time's getting away from us. We don't even know how long we've had people investing. He's made money with us. He's still making money with us. He said when he first started out, he put just a little with us. Just, it's checked me out. Then he put a little more. Finally, he brought his retirement package and put it with me.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have a lot of stories about a lot of clients. We have a client right now that has went, I don't know if you'd call it the reducing farm. I don't know if you'd call it the fat farm. He's been large for years. And like he said, it took him a long time to get that way. And I'm really, really proud of him. He's went out of state, and he went to this place, and they put you on a strict diet, strict food, and he's been losing weight like crazy. And time he comes back to Midland, he's going to be just a small ghost of himself, I think.
You're not even
so
going to recognize
him. He's a healthy
that.
Thing. Yeah, I mean, he's 60 years old and finally did it.
Wow, how cool is that?
It is cool. So I want to talk about clients that do something that great. His family was worried about it. I was worried about it. I was so worried, I suggested he go and have lap band surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought it over, talked it over, and said, "No, I did this, and by golly, I'll do it the natural way and get it off." So you got to really commend a guy that says, "I'm going to do it the hard way."
Yeah, that's a lot of determination. He should be credited. Most people would give up.
Yes, and his little dog went with him to help him.
Give him some inspiration.
That little dog went with him to give him inspiration. He has a little Jack Daniel. And, you know, I asked him, I said, "Well, you know, I hear all these bad stories about Jack Daniels just tearing everything to shreds." And he said his dog had never done that. And I think it's because if he goes out of state, if he travels for his company, that little dog goes with him.
That is
and I
cool.
think it's kept him out of mischief. Because, you know, those little dogs get pretty mischievous if there's not someone around. They get bored.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got so much energy. So anyway, his little dog went with him to give him inspiration.
Wow. So people are doing all kinds of different things as they get close to retirement.
They are. And he's wanting to retire next year. And he said, "Faye, I've got another $700,000 I want to put with you. Which way should we invest it?" So we're talking about that. And but when people get ready to retire, you know, they start thinking about conservative, being conservative and not doing all this other and not risking everything. And that's when they come see us. And they, like you say, we have some of the longest procrastinators in the world. I mean, they procrastinate forever. Can you imagine if the wife tells them, I need this done to the house, I wonder how long it takes to get them to do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, how long does it really take?
Yeah, yeah.
And, yes, and this next week, we have a policy that's going to be 27 months. It's colorectal cancer. It has spread. And the neat thing about this is the premiums are paid for 3 years.
Really?
No, that's
cool.
It's paid up for 3 years, so the risk goes down on you having to pay premiums because it's paid up for 3 years, and this is a short-term policy. So it's a good policy. We're going to start taking reservations next week for that policy. I think it'll be a good policy to put everybody in. And colorectal cancer, you know, you can't reverse that.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you get that, it just spreads, and it's over.
And you know,
but they said 23 months. I'm saying maybe 28, and it could go the other way.
Wow. And you just kind of mentioned one of the risks, you know, with the premiums being paid for 3 years, people wouldn't have to pay that. If a policy does go over, that is one of the risks, is that people will have to pay the premiums, right? There's three major risks involved.
That's right. There's three major risks. This is the biggest risk you face. If it goes over, can you stand it? If you can't, don't do it. Because you're going to have to pay premiums for 1 or 2 years, you know? Very seldom does it go over a two-year period, but sometimes it can go that. We just had one material that went a year over, you know? And the person just passed away. They were 48 years old. So like you asked me earlier, it doesn't matter at all how old you are. It's how aggressive the cancer is.
Yeah.
The least aggressive is prostate cancer. Because, you know, lots of times it grows real slow. But then every once in a while you'll find one that's very aggressive that they're trying to stop and they cannot stop it. So, you know, we study every type of cancer. Pancreatic cancer is number one on my list. Everybody says colon cancer kills more people. But it'd be a close bet because we find that that pancreatic really kills the most people, with us anyway.
Yeah.
So, like you say, your risk, the biggest risk of all, is not that you have cancer that you're probably going to pass away. It's can you pay the premiums if it goes over, because they may be $1,000, $2,000 a year. Oh, and the second one is it is not liquid during that time, and everybody that's accredited does know that. Accredited people don't need that money. It's in IRA for a purpose to use later on, so they're not going to need that money. They have bukus of other money. All the people that have been retiring in the last month with me, they've said, Faye, I don't need the money for 4 or 5 years. You know, I've got $500,000 over here in cash, you know, in addition to their IRA. So, you know, the people have got enough money to let their money grow for the next 5 or 7 years, which will really help them a lot.
All right. So they're not down to their last $50.
No, we're not going to do it. That's why, you know, we don't want anybody to come that's not accredited. We want you to be an accredited investor. And then the other thing is if a life insurance company ever went under, and we've never had one go under in Texas, and I'll tell you this, they have so much premium income, somebody will buy them every time. We've only had one in the last few years that had went to a B rating because it was in trouble, and it was bought out. I mean, just like that. Yeah. You know? And it always happens because they want that premium income. It's so great.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of money.
And most companies never lose that A rating and double A rating. If they do, lots of times if they lose it, the parent company's probably still worth, you know, $100 billion. You know,
yeah, literally $100 billion with a B.
There's yes, literally. That's right, billion.
Wow.
I have several companies that are worth $60 billion. Yeah. And they've been in business 100 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine if you were in business 100 years?
It's a long time.
$60 billion?
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
And you'll obviously go over the risk when people come talk to you. You go over all this in more detail. This is just kind of like a general overview of a great opportunity to really be involved in an investment that's a lot of people say is much much more conservative than the stock market, and that's what people are looking for these days. So do you have availability to talk to some people this coming week for appointments?
I do, because this last week we were, I mean, you won't even believe how busy we were this week. It was like a fire drill in here.
Wow.
But, yes, I mean, a lot of people were here. We were transferring money, setting up accounts, and this next week we'll be doing the same thing. We'll be available to talk if it's the first time, and like these people this week, we're ready now. They've been listening so long, they figured they knew how it worked and were ready to do it.
Cool.
So either way, we'll take an appointment this week, whether it's a husband or husband and wife, or however they want to do it.
Good deal. All right, Faye, then one last time, what is your phone number?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.